With a strike deadline rapidly approaching, Queen's University and workers are still in the midst of negotiations. Five bargaining units provided notice of a strike deadline earlier this month after initial talks failed to yield an agreement. These groups represent approximately 1,000 workers at the university, including food services, library workers, tradespeople, classroom and laboratory technicians, and custodians and caretakers. With talks ongoing, job action will be possible on Monday, February 3, 2025. Steve Seneschal, president of QP229, representing trades workers, food service workers, caretakers, custodians, grounds personnel, parking, and bylaw officers, stopped by CFRC to provide an update on bargaining as the strike deadline approaches. As you mentioned before, we're getting down to the wire in terms of negotiations. Where are you at now? How's it going?
We're still actively trying to sort out a deal and work with the university to get something that we're all happy with. And we have upcoming bargaining dates. The other QP units have ongoing dates as well. And we're hoping we all get a deal before the deadline. But if not, we're ready.
And have you had that wage discussion yet, or is that going to be at the tail end?
The university has handed over some wage proposals, and they're not acceptable thus far. And that's why we're continuing to be ready for our strike action if necessary.
I mean, as you mentioned, the offers so far have not been acceptable for you. Do you foresee a change in the coming week, or do you think a strike is fairly inevitable at this point?
I mean, we're hoping that the university realizes that wages have fallen extremely far behind due to inflation. They've refused to come back to the table prior to our contracts expiring to renegotiate wages. They wanted to just take their chances, I guess. So here we are, and the current mood is it's a 50-50 chance. They need to come to the table with something a lot more significant.
How will this impact things for students, professors, everyone going about their day at the university?
Well, for my unit, specifically 2290, obviously nothing will be clean. The bathrooms will probably be unusable within a relatively short amount of time. Buildings may be cold if there's no one to keep the heat on. Sidewalks and entryways may be slippery if we don't have grounds crews to maintain those. But additionally, if we're looking at the other QP units as well, 254 represents lab technicians, so labs may be canceled. 1302 represents library technicians and archivists, and libraries may be closed or have reduced capacity to serve students.
The latest update from the university's labor news page on January 29th states, quote, should the parties be unable to reach agreements, the university respects the union's right to strike and the right of employees in QP Locals 229, 1302, and 254 to participate in the strike. The university also updated their frequently asked questions page this week, stating, quote, negotiations are ongoing and we remain cautiously optimistic that if both sides commit to working hard through the week and weekend, deals can be found that are fair for everyone and can be ratified by both sides. They also added contingency plan information in the event of a strike to the page, clarifying that the university will remain open and classes and academic activities, including classes taught in a lab, are expected to continue. All currently booked events on campus through February 14th will continue, and that food services will remain open in a reduced capacity. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.